Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon, Tuesday edition of the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com. 3 months of shows are archived there. If you want to go back and replay an interview, you can tap into the audio database there, plus our podcasts. They're free, and we can push them right to your smartphone and tablet. Go to either Google Play, your Apple Podcast app, or iTunes. Search Steve Jones Show and hit subscribe. If you happen to listen to us on iTunes, please leave us a review, and thanks for the download. And you can get in touch with us with your emails, stevejones at wkok.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle at stevejonespsu. Steve, in a moment, will be in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, North 4th Street, Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We'll be with you live till 5. And we'll have our late day news roundup. Taylor Schultz at the anchor desk this afternoon as we're at this point live, a little over 24 hours away from the official beginning of a brand new year in the National Football League and ramping up NFL free agency. Question is, where is Le'Veon Bell going to go? Jason Lockenfora, NFL insider CBS Sports, says the Ravens are not interested in Le'Veon Bell. We'll see if the Jets are interested in Le'Veon Bell, but they're not going to wait forever. allegedly, the Jets have given Le'Veon Bell a deadline to decide if he's going to sign with them or not, according to sources. One big headline in the AFC, a Ravens linebacker, C.J. Mosley, speaking of the Jets, Mosley leaving Baltimore to go to the Jets, 5-year, $85 million deal. So Jets look like they're going to go in on all that for the season for that particular player. We do have some other NFL free agency news, and it's got something to do with a former Penn State player. Very great news for Adrian Amos. He is leaving the Chicago Bears and going to the Green Bay Packers. $37 million deal over 4 years. He will get $21 million his first 2 years, as former Penn Stater Adrian Amos will leave the Bears and stay in division and go to the Green Bay Packers. With Green Bay, Za'Darius Smith is going to sign a 4-year contract, $66 million, including a $20 million signing bonus, $34.5 million first 2 years of his deal. So Green Bay Packers are working on reshaping their struggling defense. By the way, we'll have more NFL conversations, specifically Antonio Brown and his new deal with the Oakland Raiders. With that Steelers trade, we'll check in with Neil Coulong from NFL Wire Network. He'll be joining us.
It just got offline. I don't know if you saw it, but the suits... GoFundMe page for suit light to get into Yale.
I'm now hearing this for the first time. Thank God I'm sitting down.
So are investigators in Boston. What? Yeah. Wait, how does this work? And who is this suit light you speak of? it's no laughing matter in reality. This is another major scandal that's going on, and it touches sports. We are right now. You know how much I love the games. I would love to be sitting here analyzing Wofford getting into the NCAA tournament. What does the Big Ten tournament look like? That's what I want to talk about. I love talking about that stuff.
I could have sworn earlier this decade, when we brought you on board, I could have sworn that's what we would be doing.
I
talking
did too.
Sports. What a nice, refreshing change of pace that would be.
That's why I love doing games, because when I'm sitting there and I'm doing a game, I'm just doing the game. Right? I'm just doing the game. And it's so enjoyable. It's such a release. It's the entertainment of it. It's the drama of it and so forth. And every time you turn around, there's stuff like this going on. Okay.
And I think that makes more people now, even more than ever, look forward to game time, to you and Jack breaking down the X's and O's.
Right, exactly. I actually agree with you on that. I think that's true. Or Dick and me, whatever. It's because last night, for example, that sheet I used last night. First of all, I freaked out everybody at Permane Brothers last night because I pulled out a sheet of paper because Dick had worked this deal up, and then I expanded it. I just took a note and I was writing it down yesterday myself, expanding upon what Dick did in the pregame show about all the records of the various teams that Penn State's played this year. Now, Chambers looks over, he said, I can't believe you're reading that. So you usually memorize stuff. I said, there's too much info here, Pat. That's what I'd rather be talking about. Okay? That's what I'd rather be talking about. But now you got to talk about stuff like this. But again, you have some very interesting names attached to this, like the actress Lori Loughlin, her husband, fashion designer, Felicity Huffman. I mean, you got other people here, like Gordon Kaplan of Greenwich, Connecticut, the co-chairman of international law firm based in New York, Jane Buckingham, the CEO of a boutique marketing company in Los Angeles, Gregory Abbott of New York, who's the founder and chairman of a packaging company, Manuel Enriquez, who's the CEO of a finance company in Palo Alto, California. These are all people that are connected with this, plus they're coaches. So the sports part of it is there's nothing to do with football, basketball, wrestling. There's nothing to do with those sports. We'll deal with that later. Okay, there's the April 22nd trial coming up. You got the LSU coach suspended. There's a line in the movie Skyfall where the villain looks at Daniel Craig, James Bond, and says, all this running is just exhausting. All right? Well, all this stuff's becoming exhausting. But here's today's latest exhausting deal. The FBI and federal prosecutors, and by the way, this is a big deal, so there's nothing to make light of here. There's a lot to be mad about. The FBI and federal prosecutors have uncovered a massive bribery scheme to get students admitted to elite universities as recruited athletes and help them cheat on college entrance exams to gain admission. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston said the scheme included 50 people, along with college coaches, actresses, and CEOs, who collectively paid $25 million to get their children into schools such as Georgetown, Stanford, UCLA, Texas, Wake Forest, and Yale. The bribes are orchestrated by a man, William Rick Singer, a California admissions consultant to our knowledge, has already pled guilty to charges including racketeering, conspiracy, and other charges. The nine coaches and sports administrators indicted: Rudy Meredith, former Yale women's soccer coach; Donna Heinel, USC senior administrator and athletic director; Ali Karshan, former USC women's soccer coach; Jovan Vavich, USC women's water polo coach; William Ferguson, Wake Forest volleyball coach; John Vandemore, Stanford sailing coach; Michael Center, the Texas men's tennis coach; Jorge Salcedo, the USC men's soccer coach, and Gordy Ernst, the former men's and women's tennis coach at Georgetown. Ernst was hired last year to coach women's tennis at Rhode Island. Both Ferguson and Center have been placed on leaves while their school. Vandemore has been fired by Stanford. The names that people are going to recognize are going to be the actresses. Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives and Lori Loughlin, Full House. And now it's there's a show on Hallmark called When Calls the Heart.
Yeah, she's been on that for a couple seasons. Oh, yep. My image of Lori Loughlin has been completely blown. Jesse's wife on Full House. Oh, man. This is not good. Not good.
Well, let's outline how it came about. They're among those who allegedly pay bribes to help their children gain admission into the universities, according to the indictment. Huffman was among 13 people taken into custody today in Los Angeles. Loughlin is not. She's out of the country. I believe they filmed that show, When Calls the Heart, in Canada. Does that sound right? Both actresses face one charge each, a conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. All told, parents spent anywhere from $200,000 to $6.5 million to guarantee their children's admission. Authorities call it the biggest college admission scam ever prosecuted by the U.S. Department of Justice. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling announced it today in Boston, saying, quote, these parents are a catalog of wealth and privilege. Now, they're wealth and privilege, but they aren't the ultra-wealthy, because let's face it, the ultra-wealthy, one would say, oh, put my name on the building, here's a big number, by the way, my kid gets in. Singer operated Edge College and Career Network, a for-profit college counseling and preparatory business in Newport Beach, California. He identified and recruited coaches who are willing to accept bribes from the parents of prospective students to help them gain admission to elite universities. According to federal prosecutors, from 2011 to February 2019, Singer allegedly conspired with others to facilitate cheating on ACT and SAT exams in exchange for bribes by arranging for a third party, generally Mark Riddell of Palmetto, Florida, to secretly take the test in place of the actual students or replace the students' answers with his own. It is alleged in the indictment that Riddell is so good at it that he can get you the highest score, or he can get you a reasonable score. The indictment said test proctors in Houston and Los Angeles were paid to overlook the cheating. Parents pay between $15,000 and $75,000 per test to have someone else take the exams. Riddell was paid $10,000 for each test he took or in which he changed the answers. Singer also retained clients who were willing to pay bribes to the coaches and college administrators in order to gain admission for their children. The coaches allegedly designated the students as recruits for competitive college athletic teams, regardless of their athletic ability, to help facilitate their admission. Singer and others concealed the bribe payments by funneling the money through Singer's charitable organization. Parents spent anywhere from $200,000 to $6.5 million to guarantee their children's admission. The charges were brought forth today are troubling and should be a concern for all higher education, the NCAA said today. We're looking into these allegations to determine the extent to which the NCAA rules may have been violated. But again, this is not football, basketball, wrestling. It's none of that. So now let's get to Rudy Meredith. Rudy Meredith, he was the women's soccer coach at Yale for 24 years before resigning in 2018. Rudy Meredith is accused of conspiring to commit wire fraud and honest services fraud. He is pleading guilty and helped build the case against the others. They allege that Meredith altered a prospective student's profile and falsely identified her as a co-captain of an elite soccer club team in Southern California. The student did not even play competitive soccer, according to Meredith's indictment. Once the student was admitted to Yale, Singer mailed Meredith a check for $400,000 in January 2018. In the spring and summer of 2018, the student's relatives paid Singer about $1.2 million in multiple installments, including $900,000 paid to the quote-unquote nonprofit. Federal prosecutors also allege that Meredith met with the father of a second Yale applicant in a Boston hotel April 12, 2018. During that meeting, which was recorded by FBI agents, Meredith told the parent that he would recruit the student as a prospective soccer player in exchange for $450,000. Meredith allegedly accepted $2,000 in cash as a partial payment and later accepted $4,000, according to the indictment. Beginning in or about 2011 and continuing through the present, the defendants, principally individuals whose high school-age children were applying to college, conspired with others to use bribery and other forms of fraud to facilitate their children's admission to colleges and universities in the District of Massachusetts and elsewhere, including Yale, Stanford, Texas, USC, UCLA, San Diego, and Georgetown. Among the parents charged were Gordon Kaplan of Greenwich, Connecticut, co-chairman of the international law firm based in New York, Jane Buckingham, CEO of a boutique marketing company in Los Angeles, Gregory Abbott of New York, founder and chairman of a packaging company, and also Manuel Enriquez was also charged in this case. Lori Loughlin's been charged but has not been arrested because she's out of the country. And Felicity Huffman has been arrested, but her husband, William H. Macy, has not been arrested.
Yeah, allegedly they paid $15,000 to get their oldest daughter accepted into college. And authorities say that they secretly recorded a phone call last year between Huffman and a cooperating witness discussing the cheating scheme for their daughter.
Yeah.
Like cooking the books, their SATs.
Well, exactly. And this, okay. 9 athletic coaches, 33 parents involved. All right. Let's see. There's a couple notes here on how some of this was done. Kaplan was accused of, and he's the CEO of the law firm, was accused of paying $75,000 to get a test supervisor to correct the answers of her daughter's ACT exam after she took it. In a conversation last June with a cooperating witness, he told his daughter needed to be stupid when a psychologist evaluated her for learning disabilities in order to get her more time on the exam. That's part of this, too. The witness said it was the home run of home runs. And it works, Kaplan asked. Every time, the witness said. At one point, Kaplan asked if schools were concerned with this. The witness said, quote, schools don't know, schools don't know. It is also alleged that in Laughlin's case, they tried to get, and Laughlin and her husband allegedly gave $500,000 to have their two daughters labeled as recruits to the USA crew team, even though neither participated in the sport. Their 19-year-old does attend USC right now, and I believe it is alleged that in order to get them on the get her on the rowing team, they had her pose on one of those rowing machines and said she was a coxswain for the local rowing club, whatever. William H. Macy not charged. Authorities didn't say why. Macy told Parade magazine in January that the college application process for their daughter was a source of stress. The couple's daughter, Sophia, is an inspiring actress who attends Los Angeles High School of the Arts. She's going to go to college. I'm the outlier in this thing. We're right now in the thick of college application time, which is so stressful, Macy said. In one case, a former USC women's soccer coach and the consultant allegedly worked together in 2017 to help a client's child get into Yale in exchange for $1.2 million from the family. A false athletic profile created for the student says she played competitive soccer and had been on China's junior national development team. Ay. Here's one study. No? Wrong solution?
What a concept.
Work hard. By the way, the code name of the investigation, Operation Varsity Blues. Can't make it up. We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. We got a lot going on today. We're going to have on Neil Coulong, and we're going to have on Josh Reeves today. The Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Lamar Stevens made first team, by the way. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Attention Central PA truck buyers! SMT is where you want to be in March for the largest truck sale in their history. Choose from over 125 new Ford trucks with savings up to 15 grand. Sunbury Motors has new Ford F-150 4x4 crew cabs priced as low as $39,619. During Sunbury Motors' 71st annual new Ford truck sale, every new F-150 will come with a complimentary accessory package. This $800 accessory package includes a tonneau cover, wheel well liners, and all-weather floor mats. Anticipated all-new 2019 Ford Ranger is available in both Super Cab and Crew Cab and is now in stock at SMC.
And it doesn't end there.
Take $6,000 off new Ford Escapes, $7,000 off Echo Sports, and up to a whopping $8,000 off Ford Explorers. With four city blocks of new Fords
and over a century of automotive experience,
SMC is where you want to be in March during this historic 71st annual new truck sale. Sunbury Motors in the North 4-Speed Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We'll open up the phone lines in a few moments. I'm going to open them up about 3:45 here to get your reaction to this scandal involving entrance into school and the money that's paid to do it. First of all, we want to bring in Rob Olshinsky, joining us from the National Football Foundation Central Pennsylvania chapter. Their awards dinner is coming up on Sunday. Rob, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you having me.
All right, let's get to, there are a lot of reasons to have this. There's a lot of scholarship money being doled out on Sunday. How important is that as part of the mission for the National Football Foundation?
Well, we think it's central because what we're trying to do, Steve, is foster leadership, academics, as well as the athletic side of things through the foundation. And kids need to be rewarded for their efforts. So I think the scholarships are a big deal. You know, they range from year to year depending on the amount of support that we have. But if you were to look at the breakdown of what these kids have accomplished, it's phenomenal, the group of kids that we get on an annual basis.
What kind of support have you had over the years to help make these scholarships possible?
There's obviously private support. We've had support from great people like the late Bob Meidinger, who was a Penn State icon.
Yes.
But we've also had great corporate support from particularly local banks. Too many, honestly, to name, but the support is broad, and it's tremendously important for us to get people to the event itself. So for those who love high school football, we'd love to have you there because the dollars that we generate through ticket sales helps us to support more kids.
Tell us more about that event, the time it's going to start, location, price of tickets.
Steve, we're going to be at the Penn Stater, which is our location year in and year out. It's been our location for over 20 years, so the Penn Stater Hotel and Convention Center. We'll be starting about 1:30. There is a silent auction that will precede the event. We'll run into the event. The silent auction begins at 11:45, and the event will run till about 4 o'clock.
Rob, let's get into John Kondo. John Kondo is a perfect example of a local student athlete who was able to generate his growing up life in the Phillipsburg Osceola School District into a trip to the University of Maryland and a 13-year NFL career, mostly with the Oakland Raiders as a long snapper. He's your keynote speaker. What did it take to get him to the dinner?
Well, fortunately, Steve, he's very familiar with our organization, and it didn't take much other than a phone call. He believes in our mission, and I think for people who believe in sports the right way, which I think the Nittany Nation really falls into that category. People that are Penn State fans tend to really believe in sports being done the right way, where it's not just about athletic success, but it's about what you're doing in the classroom and it's about what you're doing in the community. And when we reached out to John, he actually jumped at the opportunity. So we're very fortunate. We've heard he's a tremendous speaker, and he has a tremendous reputation around the Phillipsburg and Center County area.
How important is it, Rob, that it's not only you're bringing somebody that's played professional football, and may still, he may still have another opportunity. When you're a long snapper in the NFL, you can get that thing going for a long time. He's already got 13 years. Mm. But the fact that it's somebody that's within the chapter, that's local, that can maybe set an example and a tone as to what athletics can mean to somebody moving forward.
Well, I think I know where you're going with this, and it's really important because it sends the message to local kids that this is possible. I think it's why a lot of local high school coaches put pictures on the walls of the great players that have preceded a current team, because it sends a message to those kids. Listen, if you put the time in and you're committed, you can be that successful, and John Kondo is one of those kids. His overall athletic success has been awesome. It's coming from a great family, and Phillipsburg is a great little town. He's had a lot of support, but whenever we can get somebody that's local, we feel like it's a plus.
No question, and John will certainly be that coming up for you on Sunday. How excited are you about the dinner as to what he can do to generate excitement and the proper channeling of student athletes in our area?
Well, Steve, the thing that's always exciting to me is when new people come for the first time.
Yep.
We have literally had business people from State College come for the first time and say, "Tell me how I can get involved. I had no idea that the organization was this big, had this much impact, and had such a great mission." So I'm really encouraging the listeners to give us a shot. If you're free on Sunday the 17th, please come out, because that support is what perpetuates our mission. It's what perpetuates the foundation and our chapter, and helps us to keep helping kids in the future.
Finally, Rob, at the Penn Stater on Sunday, you can sell tickets at the door. What time will you start doing that so you can then open the doors and let everybody in?
Folks can show up at 11:45 if they get excited about what they've heard. They can give a call to 717-348-3821. That's 717-348-3821, and tickets can be purchased in advance.
Well, I've had the privilege of emceeing this a few times. I think what knocks me out of it has been the basketball part of it, because these things, you can't count them whether I'm going to be there or not, but, being a Big Ten weekend. But I always found it to be a privilege to be there. The people in the room all understand what's right about sports, and they also understand what's right about academics and how the two can merge. It's a great atmosphere for anybody to be in. Rob, thanks so much. Appreciate your time very much, and look forward to everybody being there on Sunday at the Penn Stater at 1:30.
Steve, thanks so much for your support. We really appreciate it.
Rob Wyszynski joining us on the show. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to take your calls, because we know we have some people that wanted to call about what has happened with the scandal revealed today by the Department of Justice and the FBI, as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Well, it's another day and another scandal. Hey, doggone Sean says he feels like he's used to it. All right. Let's go to Cindy at Shamokin Dam. Hi, Cindy. We apologize for any delay. It's great to have you with us. Thank you.
No. Hey, I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you, about this whole scandal thing. I mean, really, Steve. They have made a joke out of being admitted to college. And by this, I mean the elites in this country. It's a joke. Our kids, the everyday kids, the middle class kids, and to some extent even the kids in the lower classes, They strive, they struggle, they work. But the truth is that above them, it's a joke. You know, here's the Ivy Leagues, and they have rigged the admission system against people of Asian descent. I mean, they're being sued over this. And we know that now this scandal's come out. These people, I don't know what these coaches are thinking. They're some of the highest paid people in many of these universities, and here they are, you know, taking bribes. It's just incredible.
Well, I don't know what the sailing coach at Stanford makes. I mean, so this is not the football or basketball coach.
I'm pretty sure that it's a lot more than the average Pennsylvanian.
Yeah. Might be. I'm not even going to hazard a guess as to what they make. But I'll say this from a personal point of view: it sure did make me proud today listening to this about my kids.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, you know, we did the best we could. I have 5 college graduates.
Mm-hmm.
They earned every number. They earned every grade. Right. They took out loans. Dad paid the rest to make up the difference. And no, just so everybody knows, as full disclosure, I never did qualify here at Penn State for the discount. So I paid the state rate.
Ouch.
So, well, I'm just saying that's how we did it. I just want to make sure the full disclosure.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to sit there and say.
We paid too. Our kids took out the loans and we made up the difference. Yeah.
Right. So we did it exactly the way the rest of you do. We, you know, Kathy and I did not qualify for the discount here. It's just I'm in some gray area. That's irrelevant. So it just made me proud of them because I just felt like they earned everything and weren't handed anything.
Exactly.
And you probably feel the same way about your kids. So that's actually how I like, fine. If you think that's how your kid can get through life and basically cheat and scam the system, what does it tell you about the confidence you have in your kid?
Right. Well, and when I went to Penn State, I earned my way through that university. Believe me, nothing came to me for free except I did get a scholarship from the State College Elks Club.
Oh, nice.
Academics at State High. But, you know, there were no free rides for me. You know, it's just ridiculous that anybody willingly goes along with this kind of stuff is ridiculous. If that kid couldn't summon up a sufficient grade on the SATs to get admitted to those schools, then probably they lack the skill set to survive and do well at those schools. And so what are they thinking going in there and amassing a horrible debt for which they have nothing? They'll end up with nothing. You know, you still got to pass. It's not like basketball down there at, what was that, NC State, where they gave you the course that was a joke and still gave you an A for it?
To be honest with you, now, there are a lot of pass-fail courses in college.
I took one.
Not here at Penn State. I know I have to give a letter grade from, you know, A down to F, so I can go minuses and pluses if I want. I mean, I know how I have to grade, but there's some colleges where it's, you know, hey, you're in. You're moving on.
On the positive note, Steve, how about Hall at the Big Ten tournament playing that recorder so the guy would make the donation to Thon?
To Thon.
What a class kid, huh?
No.
I was really proud of him.
You know what's interesting about that is that Mark Hall is from Minnesota, from Apple Valley.
Really?
So he was going home to wrestle for a Big Ten championship in his home state. Now, next year, he'll get an opportunity to wrestle for a national championship in his home state. But he goes back to his home state. He wins the Big Ten championship, but now is so ingrained in the Penn State culture that he's thinking about Thon and not being in his home state because maybe now, to him, Penn State is his home.
Right, right. Well, I was just so proud of him. I was proud of all the wrestlers. They all did a great job. And most of them came out on top, and every one of them wrestled their hearts out. Nobody left it on the mat.
I thought they did a great job. They're the best program in the country, and you see Mark Hall do that, and then I see Davis Zemgulis and the basketball team do what he did, and I don't mean the shot at the end. On Friday, I was at practice on Friday. They always start seniors here at Penn State on Senior Day. He went up to Patrick Chambers and said, "Coach, this is a really big game for us." He says, "I think it's really important that we start who we start, and once we're winning, you can put me in at the end. So I don't think you should start me."
What a class thing to do.
Okay? Now, that tells you Mark Hall is thinking about the we of Penn State and Thon and it tells you that Davis Zemgulis is thinking about the we with his team.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one is thinking about themselves. They're thinking about other people.
Right. Right. I was just very impressed. I was proud. I was Penn State proud of how all of those wrestlers conducted themselves.
Absolutely. Their interviews were all great along the way. Cale should be proud. Cale's done a great job with them. And not only that, it's just I'm glad we're able to talk about those kind of stories, because the ones that get publicity are the ones where how much money do you pay to get this kid's SAT score?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even understand how somebody else can take the... I know this has happened before.
This guy is
a group of guys that made money going in, pretending to be another person in New England and taking the tests for the kids. And these young kids made a lot of money scoring very highly. I don't even understand what these people are thinking, because it's not going to get any easier once you get in there. You got 4 years of grueling effort. If you're not prepared to do that, then what's the point? Right?
You're not going to survive. I just got to send a text message. Average sailing coach salary is $35,928.
Okay, I stand corrected on that. In California, like I said, that's got to be poverty wages, because it's very expensive to live in California.
Yeah. Look, maybe they got on the sailing team, and as long as they kept the thing afloat, they were fine. I have no idea. So,
I took sailing and canoeing out at the lake when I was at Penn State back in the dark ages.
Shavers Creek?
No. The name of that
Raystown?
Lake. They used to bus it.
Raystown?
What? No, it's the university used to, over by Whipple's, except it's Stone.
Oh, Stone Valley.
Stone Valley. And they had, back then in the dark ages, you had to take phys ed, right? You had to get, I think, 4 credits, and each course was 1 credit. And there was an irony to this, because I didn't know that they had a ballet program. I studied ballet for 12 years, and now here I am whacking a tennis ball. But anyway, I enjoyed it. I was terrible at tennis, Steve. It was terrible. My instructor just rolled her eyes every time I got out there. I couldn't care less. I'm not going to chase that ball. I would say to the person on the other side, nice point, or well done. I'm not chasing these balls around this thing.
Did you pass?
I'm not an athlete.
Did you pass?
Yes. Just enough to pass, right?
Good.
Well, you know, the passing was taking those written tests of the rules of the game. So if you can't. You can't pass that. Boy, again, you don't belong in
Penn State. I took golf. We had to actually play a round. I'm like,
did you?
Well, no.
That would have been hopeless for me.
I remember exactly what I shot. I shot 84.
Is that good? That's actually good. Well, good for you.
That's actually that was actually 12 over par. Not bad.
But I canoed all the way around Stone Valley without, you know, falling in.
Just so you know, in the springtime,
it's very motivational not to tip that canoe, because what do you think that water is in the springtime when you're taking that? This was back when there were terms.
It's not the South Pacific, I know that.
It's got to be maybe 15, 20 degrees. That water is cold. And then here you are, you have to wait for the bus, so you're going to freeze by the time you get back to campus and get back to your dorm. You would have been a human popsicle. But anyway, I just want to say, first of all, you know, shame on all those cheaters, and what in the world do you think your kid's going to do once you get them in there? But props to Penn State Wrestling. I was really proud of them. Not just about how they wrestled, although it was pretty exciting, but about who they are, how they conducted themselves, and the things that they did. That's what made me Penn State proud.
Great group on and off the mat.
Yep. Okay, you have a good one.
You have a great one. It's great to hear from you, Cindy. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. So Josh Reeves, Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, coming up. Neil Kulong. Neil with a very calm perspective, I believe, on Antonio Brown. But, imagine having so little confidence in your child that you feel you have to bribe their way in. Like I said, in the end, to be honest with you, I looked at it today, and somebody said, "Well, how do you feel about this? I mean, you look at you know, your kids paid, and so forth." And I said, "You know what? To be honest with you, I said I kind of looked at that, and it made me feel prouder of my children."
It all boils down to getting up in the morning and just looking at yourself in the mirror and just saying to yourself, "Did I do the right thing?" But they have to go through life. Yeah, they put on a brave face in front of a lot of people, but they don't have a clear conscience, no matter what they say or what they'll do.
Well, I mean, I was extremely proud. They earned everything they have. And number two, I mean, thank goodness for their mother. All right. Oh, my goodness. Next half hour, Neil Kulong.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.